Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
So it's looking like it's going to be up to Missouri voters to decide if Missouri should raise its state minimum wage to $15 an hour. This is going to be interesting. So right now in Missouri, the current minimum wage is $12.30. With this ballot measure, they're wanting to raise it to $13.75 next year. And then by 2026, it would go to $15 an hour. But there's also another part of this ballot measure that I don't think people are talking about as much, but would definitely be impacting a lot of businesses, in particular the small businesses. And that is that it would require all businesses to offer paid sick leave. Small businesses, and I don't know how they're defining a small business. I'm sure by number of employees or whatever the case may be, but it doesn't say it. Small businesses would have to offer their employees 5 paid sick days. Large businesses would have to offer their employees 7 paid sick days per year. Listen to one of the guys who was in Jeff City, because they turned in all the signatures to the Secretary of State's office. They had to get like 115,000 signatures to get it on the ballot. They turned in about 210,000, so almost double the number of signatures. But listen to this guy.
We're all worthy of having what we need to survive, not only survive, but to thrive as well.
Okay. Yes. Yes and no. Yes. I want everyone to thrive and make a livable wage, especially if you're working 40 hours a week. But these jobs that are offering minimum wage, like say you're flipping hamburgers, and I'm not trying to knock it if that's what you've decided to do or the job that's available to you or what works with your schedule, I'm not knocking that. Those are not jobs that are designed to support, say, a family of 4. It's just not. That's not a career. So while I'm not necessarily opposed to raising the minimum wage a little bit, I would probably vote against raising it to $15 an hour. And here's why. Now, I understand inflation has been an issue, and I get that. It's been harder on families. But people don't realize the impact on businesses. Look what's happening in the state of California, where these fast food restaurants now have to pay their employees $20 an hour. What's happened? They can't afford it. So either they're laying people off and bringing in quite literally robots, like AI now is taking orders, or they're having to raise prices. And that then impacts people because fewer people want to go, and then that could in turn lead to them having to lay off more people. So in theory, it sounds good. Yeah, pay people more. But they just, I think people forget the implications that that means, and it comes full circle and can actually end up hurting them and meaning that they're out of a job.
Can I tell you a meme I saw online?
Let's hear it.
This is a Barbie meme. Someone posted it. And it said, "What radicalized you, Ken?" And Ken says, "$5 footlong costs $13.26 now, Barbs." Can I just say real quick?
Did they even offer a $5 footlong? Isn't it $6 now?
$5 footlong used to be $5. It was the greatest promotion.
I know. I loved it.
And it wasn't a footlong.
It's not?
It was like 11 inches and like half or something. It was
Who measured, first of all? Who took the time to get their ruler out and measure their footlong sandwich?
We're in a litigious society, Kim.
But yeah, I know. But when you're getting it for $5, I mean, you can give them a half an inch. Like, okay, that's fine. We'll allow it. But now, $13.26 for a footlong at Subway. Man, they had the best jingle. You know, $5
foot long.
Yeah, but this is what I wanted to point out. And you mentioned the minimum wage, California, all these other places. Remember just maybe a year ago, let's roll back, and everyone said, you know, if you raise the minimum wage, what you... They mocked people who said the cost of a Big Mac, the cost of a foot long, whatever. Oh, that's not going to go up. Don't you know? Over in Sweden, that never happened, and they make so much more money making burgers. Well, let me just point out real quick. Anyone that understands how economics work, when you raise the cost of labor, that greatly increases your cost to do business, and you're going to make it up somewhere.
Yeah, they're not going to eat that cost.
In the cost of how you, your goods and services, what you offer. So now you're starting to see, I go to Taco Bell, a crunchy taco is $2 now, by the way. And you wonder and you scratch your head, how did this ever happen? Well, sure, inflation plays a part in it. Being able to get a hold of some of the materials plays another part of it. But a big part of it is the cost of labor. That's always one of the biggest expenses any business has. So when you talk about raising minimum wage, and then you make fun of people saying there's consequences for that. And then when the consequences hit, it's the same people that don't understand when they put those stimulus checks out, inflation was going to go through the roof. They didn't understand it then. They don't understand it now. They never understand it. Don't listen to those people. They don't get it.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that's going to hurt businesses too is going to be this paid sick leave. I think it's like 1 hour for every 30 hours worked. And that equates to like about a week or a week and a half or so. We all would love paid sick time, but I know small businesses where it's very difficult when you're doing that. And I know a lot of people want all these weeks of maternity leave. And trust me, I am a mom. I get that. I cannot wait to have more children. I want a long leave when I have my second or third or fourth, however many children I have. But that's really difficult for, in particular, these small businesses to be expected to full paid maternity leave for 12 weeks, for example. Like, I just think that it's so easy as somebody who doesn't own a business to make this list of demands saying, I expect this, you should have to eat this cost. And if you flip the roles and they were in that position, very quickly they would learn that that's just not feasible. And as much as they would love to offer it, it's not. And I know you live in Detroit. I looked up what the minimum wage is in Michigan just for fun. I'm sure you know this. So $10.10, but this year it increased to $10.33.
Okay.
In Missouri, we're already increase. $2 more than that.
Yeah,
and they want to increase it even more. $3 more, almost.
Here's what I find happening a lot of times when it comes to this. So I'm going to apply this across the board, but you find people will say that you have a right to fill in the blank. And they'll say things like, well, it's a basic necessity to have a place to live. So you have a right to housing, meaning the government should pay for your housing. You have a right to this, you have a right to that. And part of it is them not understanding that when you allow the government to take over those portions of your life, they don't give you the best. they give you the absolute bare minimum worst they can possibly provide for you. Just talk to people that are on Social Security.
Yep.
They'll understand. Or disability.
Medicare.
Or any of these things. Medicare, Medicaid.
Yep.
They're going to give you the bare minimum they can possibly give you. So this is where when you say, okay, the government should guarantee these certain things to you, you should be very wary, because let's look at what the opposite side of it is. When there were difficulties with hiring a lot of these companies, some of them small businesses, some of them large businesses, they said the way to attract people is to give them better benefits, because we want the better people working for us. We can pay them a little bit more. We can give them more benefits. That will naturally attract the better people to us. They'll leave the jobs they don't like. And that's how the market made up for itself. And there's a lot of different companies that said, okay, great. Now that's our recruiting tool for us. Now to go in and say the government's just going to have to guarantee these sort of things, kind of like how you're mentioning, here's what ends up happening. You ended up getting the bare minimum. You're not going to be happy anyway. It's just that's how it always works.
I couldn't agree more. People just become so dependent on the government, which is essentially what they want, because what does that equate to? Power and control. People who were getting these checks, wow, free money. People who were getting their student loans forgiven by the Biden administration, wow, free money. No. The taxpayers, those of us like me who have spent years paying off my own student loans and just did that a couple years ago, I'm so excited to be able to pay off these student loans for all of these anti-Israel protesters. Love that for us.
So ridiculous. Oh, man. But part of it, too, is that, you know, when you hear about the people that are demanding this, like, for example, the right to housing, you know, you have a fundamental universal right to have a shelter over your head. Sure, but let's say this. Then you say, okay, going back to the idea of the bare minimum, then the government would say, we're going to shove you in this apartment place and there's going to be mold in it. So that's what we can afford to give you right now. And then you say, no, right to housing means I'm allowed. I want to go live in that 5,000 square foot place in the most desirable area because that is my right. And that's the thing that they don't understand. They advocate for these sort of things and they never get what they actually want out of it because you're going to get the bare minimum through the government. The better route is always going to be you find a better job, you find your skill set, you find something that's better for you, you find a place that'll treat you better, you find a place that'll pay you better. And it's not the idea that you should always have to be job hopping and doing this and doing that, because, you know, that could be an indication of some other sort of unhappiness, or you work in radio, one of the two. But the other side of it is that I just find that the people that say this, they just want to fill that immediate want of theirs without any long-term understanding of what that real fulfillment is, what's necessary to do for that fulfillment.
Yep.
But then again, here we are talking, and the real king in the room is Carl, who owns his own home, by the way. He's the real king in this room.
Thanks.
So I shouldn't be talking about any of this sort of thing. Carl's the one that's got it all together. He's the one that should be giving advice on this.
I'm going to give all credit to my wife, who said, you know, the mortgage is close to being paid off. Let's pay it off. And we did.
That is, we're working hard to try to get our mortgage paid off. I mean, we just bought a year and a half ago, but it's like, okay, can I pay any extra?
Oh, you bought it a year and a half ago when interest rates still weren't the worst?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because it's like you think now, you're like, oh, rates are not great. But, well, who's to say they're not going to go up from now?
Oh, I know.
From what they are at this point.
See, when I moved here back to Michigan, we bought our home last summer, rates were still terrible. And they're still bad. They're not as bad as it was. Well, I mean, actually worse right now. But I keep looking at this and I'm saying, man, I want to go back to the days when I remember the first house we bought, it was a 15-year loan with 1.99% interest rate.
Oh my gosh, I would kill for that.
And we keep going back and thinking, our house would be paid off right now if that...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Was the case. And then King Carl walks in. Mortgage is burned. It's gone.
Carl, where's your crown, sir?
And you know what? He's Dave Ramsey's patting him on the back.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.